Psalm 139. To the Choir Master, a Psalm of David.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me! They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Today's devotion. Search me, O God. I remember during a course in BTS, our lecturer asked us to invite two close friends to comment on our strengths and weaknesses. When my two church mates handed me their assessment, I was shocked. They pointed out aspects of my character that I had never noticed before. It was uncomfortable, but it opened my eyes. We often think we know ourselves, but many times we are mistaken. Our attention is captured by what is happening around us, and we rarely pause to look inward. Sometimes it takes a difficult experience or someone brave enough to speak the truth to help us see our blind spots. Psalm chapter 139 reminds us that even when we do not fully understand ourselves, God does. He knows us completely, inside and out. He sees our thoughts, understands our motives, formed us in our mother's womb, and watches over us even in the darkest places. Nothing about us is hidden from Him. Here are four ways we can respond to God in light of Psalm chapter 139. 1. Reflect on ourselves before God. Invite God to shine His light on your attitudes, buried motives, and blind spots. Let His truth shape you into someone humble and teachable. 2. Worship Him. Praise God for His design and purpose in your life. You are not accidental, random, or forgotten. 3. Stay away from sin. Take sin seriously. Ask God to make your heart love what He loves and reject what He hates. Let Him cleanse hidden sins and help you live with integrity. 4. Surrender ourselves to God. Surrender your plans, fears, and future to God. Let Him guide your steps and shape your life according to His eternal way. Reflection. Have I truly invited God to examine my heart? Am I living each day aware of His presence and guidance? What step can I take today to worship, obey, or surrender more fully to Him? Let us pray. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.